It's on already. All right, good morning.
Good morning.
How's everyone doing?
Great, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. You can be my best friend. Welcome to church. Some of us will be the first time ever. And some of us is the first time with different titles. It's a father and mother. Welcome to church. And if it's your first time as well, welcome to Freedom Church. And this is the second service. And you are in Hamilton. Just in case you don't know. It is good to be back in the house of the Lord. Amen. First of all, I want to give thanks to our Heavenly Father for this opportunity, for this life, and families, and church, and so is our amazing, senior pastors, Pastor Ian, Pastor Caroline, leading this church, working hard to build the kingdom of God here in Hamilton. This is a great opportunity to be up here. And so I want to thank to our pastors for asking me to stand behind this pulpit. So today I want you guys to turn to the person next to you and say, "You look good today." Now turn around to the other side and say, "Even better than last week." Now, if you didn't turn to anyone, it's okay. God sees your heart. Today, I want to speak about a story we all know. The story about David and Goliath. Growing up, as a young kid back at home in the island, I've always loved this story. And maybe because I can relate it to David a lot, you know, dark and handsome, and of course the beautiful eyes. No one's saying amen. Okay, never mind. I mean, if you don't believe me, you can read Samuel 16:12. I believe it was 42 different kings rules Israel for the last 500 years. But David was unique. And he was the most important king. Why? Because the Lord said, "I have selected a king for myself, a man after my own heart." Most of us knows him as a shepherd boy. But this morning I want to speak to you a simple message about faith moves. I don't just want you to hear it, I want you to see yourself in it. To be honest, we all have giants. I mean, if you have the size like me, everybody else around you is giants, yeah? We are all my twins. We have a lot in here. It's just me. Yeah, to be honest, we all have giants. And giants are those things that in life that makes you feel really small. The things that stand in front of you and say to you that you can't do this, you can't do that. So let's read the book of Samuel. If you have a Bible, you can go into it. Otherwise, you can just sit there and listen to my beautiful voice. 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 45 to 49. It says, David replied to the Philistine, "You come to me with sword, spear, and javelin, but I come to you in the name of the Lord of heaven's armies, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defied. Today the Lord will conquer you, and I will kill you and cut off your head. And then I will give the dead bodies of your men to the birds and wild animals. And the whole world will know that there is a God in Israel. And everyone assembled here will know that the Lord rescues his people, but not with sword and spear. This is the Lord's battle, and he will give you to us. As Goliath moved closer to attack, David quickly ran out to meet him. Reaching into his shepherd's bag and taking out a stone, and he held it with his sling and hit the Philistine in the forehead. The stone sank in, and Goliath stumbled and fell face down on the ground. Today I want you to notice verse 48. As Goliath moved, David moved too. He did not stay still. He did not hide. He did not wait too long. It said, David ran, not walking, not crawling. It says he ran quickly towards the battle line. So now let's be real. For 40 days, the whole Israel army stayed in the camp. Nobody moved. What were they doing? Talking, chatting away, watching. And they were so busy doing absolutely nothing. If you read 1 Samuel 17, absolutely nothing. And did you know that David invented Uber Eats?
I know, I reword it.
I said it different in the first service. I have proof, okay? Any Uber Eats driver in the house? No. Oh, I'm the only one then. I was. And then my car was too old for them to use. So anyway, in 1 Samuel 17, it says Jesse sent him out to deliver food. There you go. Well done. David was his brother's Uber Eats driver. He was the Bethlehem edition. David goes, order for Eliab, one bread, one cheese, and extra courage. See, in the field, David is nobody. David is an unknown young man who happened to be there only to do one job, to drop off some food. His brothers saw themselves as great warriors, but saw David as an insignificant shepherd boy. Oh, I wrote down doy. Oops. Shepherd boy. They felt that he had no business talking to the soldiers about Goliath. Now, down the valley, on both sides, we have two armies. This time, the Israelites are at war with the Philistines. The Israelites on this side, the Philistines are on this side. And every day, for 40 days, Goliath comes out, Same voice. Same threat. Every day. I mean, some of us here knows what that is like. It's not a one bad day. It's the same problem day after day after day. The Bible says the army was afraid. Now, it says there, the army, that means they have soldiers, they have men who are well trained for war. These men have been armored up, ready to kill. But they were all chickened out. It's not that they ran out of chicken. They all chickened out. Because I think they all vegetarian. I think back then, I'm not sure. I don't know. Anyway, faith moves. First point. Fear hides, but faith steps forward. The army of Israel stayed in the camp. Why? Because they were afraid. You see, fear will keep you in one place. Fear will make you comfortable in the wrong place. For 40 days, the Israel army was tormented by the call of the battle. The call of battle by Goliath every day. So camp became their safe place. They were safe in the camp, but they were stuck as well. Church, we can be safe and still be stuck. Do you know that? Some of us are in the camp right now. We know what God is calling us to do. We know we should step out, but we stay comfortable. It's like when you know you need to do something, but you keep saying, I'll do it soon. I'll do it tomorrow. I'll do it next week. And then it's just, you never reach to it. For some of us, our giants can be fear, can be our finances, our family problems or family struggles. Some of us is addiction, like drug addiction, pornography, alcohol. I mean, the list goes on. And for some of us, the giant is just waking up early in the morning for church. You know, the alarm goes off. You turn to the side, snooze. The alarm comes back again, because that's what it's there for. Snooze. You know, somehow it just gets louder and louder. Doom. Snooze. Then you turn to the other side, and then you start hearing your blankets speaking in tongues to you, saying, stay, stay with me. You know, and the very next minute, you're watching online on the phone, you know, in your pajamas, inside your holy blanket. For some of us, food is an addiction. Not me, some of you's. I think I just heard my belly say amen. You know, in our household, after a big feed, and I mean, in every Pacific Islander household, when I say after a big feed, I mean, I think it's every day is a big feed. We just love food so much. And nobody can move after that. I wonder why. Because we somehow kind of eat more than we need, you know. And we just sit there and say, let's just have a rest. But faith doesn't stay still. Doesn't stay sitting. Faith moves. David did not stay where it was comfortable. He stepped forward. Two. Faith does not wait for perfect condition. In verse 48 says, David ran quickly towards the battle. He didn't wait for better armor. He didn't wait for training, for more training, or for the rain to stop. He didn't wait for a perfect moment. He moved while the giant was still there. When God called you, He will equip you. When God called you, He will equip you. Sometimes we think we can only step out when everything is ready. But faith does not wait for everything to be perfect. Faith moves, even when things are not easy. David didn't say, let me think about it. Just give me 40 days, you know, like everyone else. David saw the giant and he moved. Faith is not just believing. Faith is doing. You can say, I trust you, God, but you never move. That is not full faith. It's like saying, I believe this food is so good, but you don't eat it. You just looked at it. That's not faith. That is seafood diet. Faith says, I will step out. Three. Faith runs towards the battle. The Bible says that David ran quickly. He didn't walk slowly. He didn't drag his feet. He ran. That shows us that David was ready and trusted God. In verse 34-35, it says, but David persisted. I have been taking care of my father's sheep and goats. He said, when a lion or a bear comes to steal a lamb from the flock, I go after it with a club and rescue the lamb from its mouth. If the animal turns on me, I catch it by the jaw and club it to death and skin it and use the meat and put it down the hungy. No, he didn't say that. I can just picture him do that. Eating lions and bear. Ooh, wonder what this tastes like. Vivek, what did it taste like? David said, I've looked after my father's sheep. When the lion and the bear comes, God helped me defeat them. God had been with him. God had been training him all along. The sheep field became David's classroom. The lonely place became his training ground. The secret place prepared him for this very day. Church, this is powerful. David did not run away from the giants. He ran towards it. Most of us, we run away from our problems. David ran towards the purpose. Some of us, we see challenge, we go the other way. You know, it's like when someone calls you for help and you're suddenly busy. Or, oh, sorry, I missed your call. See, faith does not avoid. Faith moves forward. When God calls you to step out, when God calls you to speak, to serve, or to trust Him, don't stay in camp. Move. So, where are you right now? Are you sitting in the camp? Are you watching others moving? Or are you still waiting? God is calling you to step forward. It may feel scary. It can be uncomfortable. But remember, David did not move alone. God was with him the whole time. So if God is with you, that means you can move. So David's victory did not start with the stone. It started with a step. Before the giants fell, David moved. So church, today is our moment. Don't stay in the camp. Don't stay in fear, but move in faith. Amen. I am done. Thank you for listening. Amen.